Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump and George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, will be our very special guest. Can't wait to talk to them. Yeah, and you don't want to miss that. Yeah, that is at the top of the hour. But right now, we're switching gears because it's time to ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, this one's from Kathy in Charleston, South Carolina. Kathy says, I'm a 30-something single female and I live in a townhome with a shared backyard. I have a small garden growing in raised pots on my patio. There's an older couple living to my right and they have a small dog that roams around without a leash. None of my neighbors complain since the dog is so cute. Recently, their dog came on my patio and ate a chili pepper from my garden. He was rushed to the veterinarian and he's okay now, but my neighbors want me to pay the vet bill. Is this my fault?
No, hell no.
No.
What?
It's their fault. Yeah. You keep a little damn dog on a leash or put a little something for him to roam on a little section of the yard. Mm-hmm. You walk your ass over there eating another pepper now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not your fault. Mm-mm. You have every right to grow a garden on your part of the yard.
Yeah, they share the backyard, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paying no damn bill for your damn dog.
Put another pepper in Fido Bowl.
Yeah. Or either give him another pepper, let him build up a tolerance.
Wow. All right, Tamika, and we're moving on. Tamika in Gulfport, Mississippi says, my parents are retired and my dad has bought an RV, so they decided to come to visit me. Their RV has now been parked in my driveway for almost 3 weeks and they've overstayed their welcome. I never know what to expect when I get home from work. They act like they're parked at a campsite. One day they had a fish fry in the driveway. Another day was a crawfish boil, and my dad barbecues every other day. My friends come eat and hang out with them. How do I tell them it's time to roll out? What?
Roll out.
Man, there's
some good eating going on.
Yeah. Sounds like fun to me.
Barbecue? You come home from work and you got barbecue?
She mad.
Man, I'm straight.
Yes.
Right. Thanks,
you
Daddy.
You have to cook dinner. Uh-huh.
Hey, Daddy, can you do that dry rub tomorrow?
Yes.
Hey, Daddy, in that crab boil, could you put a little bit more Old Bay in there? I just want a little bit more. Huh?
Yes,
see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Hell, I start charging my friends. I have fish fries. I'll be making money.
Uh-huh. So she wants to know how does she tell them it's time to roll out? Why would she even do that?
Well, I don't know. You can't. I wouldn't do that if I was
not to my parents.
No.
No.
If ain't no neighbors complaining about it, must be a nice looking RV though.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody complaining.
The neighbors probably coming to get a plate.
You ain't know they are.
Hell yeah.
Is the food ready yet?
Yeah, is that corn and sausage in that crab? What you got? What else you got in that thing?
What you do is on the weekend,
mm-hmm. tell them you want to go on a trip with them and let them drive a long way away. And then at night, you get down out the camper and go catch a plane back home.
and then just let them think
your ass is missing.
Or just let them stay. all right, here we go. Leslie in Gary, Indiana, CLO says, I had 3 bees' nests in my attic, so I had to stay with my sister and her husband while the exterminators got them out. I'm sleeping in the bedroom in the basement, and that's where my husband's home office is. I woke up in the middle of the night over the weekend, and I heard her husband mumbling. I could tell he was on the phone, and I assumed he was talking to a female. I wanted to confront him, but I don't know how. What should I say?
That ain't your business.
Nothing.
Damn, come on, Tommy. Yeah. Me and Tommy at the same time. That ain't your business.
It really isn't.
You heard him mumbling.
Kill me.
And you assumed he was talking to what?
Yeah.
No evidence.
Nothing.
You're going to mess around. Your ass going to be back over there with them damn bees is what you going to do. That's what's going to happen to you. I can see that now.
And how long
you
does
move
it take
in
to
and
do
with
that?
Your nest still over there. They ain't got all them bees, I can tell you that right now.
Take a minute to get them bees out.
Yeah. Ass going to be laying up there. You're going to hear more than some mumbling.
Yeah, stay out of their business.
This is not your business.
It really isn't.
You're in this man's house. You're in his home office. You heard him mumbling.
Just
probably
mumbling.
Probably because you were down there sleeping. He'd probably be
That's exactly right, Junior. Exactly
trying to
right.
let you stay asleep.
Be respectful of you. Yeah. Wow.
Man, you a trip.
Black people don't know how to be guests. You a guest.
That's not your house.
Oh, that's why you ain't got nobody now but them damn bees.
Sharice in the Bronx says, I'm 48 and I'm still single and looking for my ideal man to spend the rest of my life with. I tell every new guy I meet that I'm dating to get married. Most of them have told me to stay in the moment and wait to see what happens, but not exactly in those words. After I tell them there will be no sex, the calls and the dates stop. I've been on at least 20 dates since January, and I'm still single. How am I supposed to date with the intention of getting married when men are only dating for sex?
Well, let me ask you a question. You don't even give a guy a chance to like you before you run him off. Just date, find out if you even like a person, if that person even likes you. Enjoy their company for a few dates before you break out this.
But what is she saying, Steve, as soon as she meets them on
okay.
the day?
Okay, sure. Okay, Shirley. So we go out on a date. You be the dude. Go ahead and talk to me. Let me show you how to go.
Hey, baby, how you doing? You sure look nice tonight.
I look nice in a wedding dress.
What? Nobody know you.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. We're just getting to know. I'm just taking you over here, you know, to the Red Lobster so we can have dinner, you know. Mm-hmm.
If you likes they biscuit and you want some of this biscuit, we going to need to get married. My biscuit got more than cheese on it. Huh?
That's me and my car speeding off. All right, coming up next, thank you, CLO. The nephew would run that prank back right after this.
Damn, I want some of them biscuits now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.